Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $300 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $300 into something bigger when you bet on money lines, spread, totals, player props.
$300 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.
This is the Adam Carriker Show.
Position right of the quarterback, out of the shotgun, first and 20. Jailbreak screen in the air. It is tipped. It is intercepted by Carriker at the Missouri 21-yard line.
Live from the heart of Lincoln, America, 8-year NFL vet and All-American defensive lineman Adam Carriker.
Shotgun snap to Everett. He's got the left arm going, and now he's got a whole lot of Adam Carriker who rips him down inside the 25-yard line.
On 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com, here is your host, Adam Carriker.
Welcome in, ladies and gentlemen, to Hour 2 of the Adam Carriker Show here on 93.7 The Ticket. We got a couple of clips to play. We got Rules press conference to react to, spring football updates, James Williams to chat about. I thought Rule had great advice on the transfer portal. I thought that was interesting. We got a clip of that. All right. This was funny. This was sent to me. And my parents, I lived in a duplex for, 8 years growing up, age 3 to 11, 3 to 12, 9 to 10 years, whatever it was. So we had a landlord. The older man was nice. When he passed away, we found out his wife was not so much. But I digress. So this kind of rung true to me. This was sent to me. My annoying landlord. I pay this woman $1,800 every, there's some things blocked out here, every freaking month. And all she does is complain and complain that I make too much noise just walking around. So I bought a dog whistle. I blow it all hours of the day and night. And now I complain how much your dog barks and keeps me up. It's so devious and petty. I love it. It's awesome. All right. A couple of quick final sports updates that I want to get to now. I didn't get to last hour. Congratulations to Nebraska's bowling team. 2 weeks in a row, they go to Vegas and come away with the trophy. They finished third in the entire country. Phenomenal job in Nebraska's bowling team. All right. And if you didn't know, Nebraska's basketball team currently has the fourth best transfer portal class in the Big Ten portal rankings as well. All right. And when it comes to the aforementioned in the last segment, wide receiver Nalen Scott, four-star player, the Huskers are also battling Michigan, Georgia, Arizona State, Florida, okay, for his services as well. And I thought this was an intriguing question that I want to pose to the text line. All right. And then we're going to move on to other things. I'll keep talking, but hopefully we get some responses to this and we can address them. So this was actually asked on X by Jim in Minnesota. What's the advantage of taking a five-star quarterback out of high school if they are just going to hold you hostage for more NIL money each year? Tennessee paid Nico an unheard-of amount of money out of high school, and it didn't matter. More reason to take transfer portal quarterbacks and players, in my opinion. Man, for the first time in my life, I'm kind of wondering, you know, the portal's been around my whole life, but for the first time ever, I'm kind of wondering, is it better to go through the portal? I want to know what the fine folks at home have to say. I want to know what you think. Text me your responses. Text Jake your responses. What's that number there, Jake?
402-464-5685.
All right, so we're going to spend this segment talking about J-Dub, and I know you got a soft spot for him because he sat right here and you were part of an interview. All right, get rid of that crap, Jake. Right, but feel free to hop in with any responses to that question as well. First, let's start with the clip that everyone's been kind of reacting to. Again, for a second time, you know, no disrespect intended. With all due respect, now I'm going to go disrespect people. James Williams strikes again this offseason. And could you please just change your number at Florida State? I don't know what it is. Just change your number for me. But go ahead and roll that clip, Jake.
I mean, the personnel
It almost sounds like you're talking about, and I don't want you to disparage anybody, but it almost sounds like you feel like there's been an upgrade in overall talent and versatility that Tony has to work with here in Tallahassee. Is that an accurate descriptor?
Yeah, I'd say it's pretty accurate. That's no like disrespect to my boys from Nebraska. Obviously, sure. A lot of people play there. I love and appreciate them. I just think like some of the guys that we have down here are built different. Not like again, literally no disrespect. It's literally like we went from Ty Robinson, who will be a second round pick, should be a first round pick, in my opinion. He's a dog. He weighed 290, 300 and was like 6'5" and move well. Daryl Jackson makes him look small. And again, no disrespect to Ty. He'll be a dog in the league. He'll be great. Daryl Jackson makes him look small. A lot of the guys in the D-line room are like that. It just kind of like that Southern mantra of guys from the South who are, you know, big, like the, not like, you know, the big corn fed boys, but not corn fed, if that makes sense.
No, I know what you're saying. Yeah.
Like it's just bigger bodies, different speeds. Obviously football reigns supreme down here. So it's a different speed. But I'm really liking where we're at with our guys. I really like that, where we're at in the defense and where we're at, like throughout spring ball. There's a couple of things to clean up, but I think we're going to get it all done.
So a little bit of backstory before I give my reaction, Jake gives his. You know, after hearing that clip again, I couldn't help but be like, man, he asked that question on purpose. There's no reason to ask that question. He's asking him to compare Florida State to Nebraska. Oh, I don't want you to disparage anybody, but I know you think there's more talent down here, so tell us about it. That's basically what he, and then he's like giddy the entire time he's answering.
Chuckling. Yeah.
So that just kind of dawned on me, which is still on James for the answer. And maybe instead of T. Knighton taking to Twitter saying, James Williams can say whatever he wants, just like anybody else, which is 100% accurate. How about, when I first got to Nebraska, they literally did some things to try to educate us on how to handle interviews, what to say, what not to say, how to approach certain things. Does FSU do that? I love that Pot Roast is having his players back. That's awesome. He should have his players back. But in private, hey, man, we got to work on this. First of all, that should be happening. Okay. But here's a little bit of background. For those who didn't know, all right, James Williams, a guy that I was so happy for after the Rutgers game. He really had one really good game here at Nebraska, that Rutgers game. The picture of him and Pot Roast afterwards embracing went everywhere. It was a great picture to see, a moment where a coach is having an impact on a player and you can see it coming to fruition. That was phenomenal. Okay. But James never started a single game in high school till he was a senior. He had zero offers out of high school. Went and played at a community college, which is perfectly fine. My parents went to community college, totally cool. But Nebraska gave him an opportunity and a chance. He had zero offers. Walked on here. And while he's trying to earn his playtime and earn things while he's here, this article, August 15, 2024. So not even a year ago. James Williams talks about, all right, let me see here. The big three, Nash Hutmaker, Ty Robinson, Jamari Butler. And then he talks about how he believes we have the best defensive line in the country. He talks about how these guys are, and I quote, my family, end quote. And I quote, they're the only ones who've accepted me, end quote. So basically, he thought they were the best D-line room in the country. They were his family. And he basically admits, hey, they accepted me. Not a lot of other people gave me opportunities. Now, a year later, multiple times now, like if you're being asked about your current roster, focus on Florida State. Talk about Florida State. If you're asked about Nebraska, say, hey, they gave me an opportunity. I got nothing but love and respect for them. Wish them the best. And then talk about Florida State. Or just talk about Florida State and don't bring it up. And if you're asked the way he was asked that question, you can either just go straight to Florida State. Hey, man, we got some dogs in this room. These guys are, they're going to be playmakers. Or you can say, hey, nothing but love for Nebraska. Appreciate the opportunity. Wish them the best. And then go to Florida State. It was interesting that he compared Ty Robinson to Daryl Jackson. Now, there's only a year apart between these two players, so we're not talking about a freshman versus a senior. All right, so Ty Robinson listed 6'6", 310, going into last year. 21 tackles, 7 sacks, 1 forced fumble by the end of the year. Daryl Jackson listing going into last year as a junior. Ty was going to be a senior going into last year. 6'5", 330. So he's bigger, or at least he weighs more. He's not quite as tall. 14 tackles, so two-thirds the amount of tackles Ty had. 3.5 sacks, so 50% of the sacks Ty had, and one forced fumble. So to me, he can try to compliment Ty all he wants on the front end. I don't know. He didn't need to specifically compare guys like that. It was almost like he just needs to be taught how to interview or just stop doing interviews. In my opinion. For me, he's talking about the talent here or versus there or there versus here and things they can do, and they're bigger and they're faster and they're more athletic, and Tony White's going to be able to do more and this and that. First of all, I can't take anything he says seriously because he overcomplimented a year ago, the article I read from August, overcomplimented. I mean, it's awesome to say we have the best defensive line in the country. That's phenomenal. And if you believe that, that's awesome. That's a really strong statement. But now you go down there and you say this, so I can't pay attention to anything you say. It has no credibility. You're talking all over yourself out of both sides of the mouth based on wherever you're going. Okay. And then you're comparing a guy who has significantly more production to another guy who simply outweighs him. Maybe he moves better. I don't know. Ty Robinson moved pretty well at the combine. Did you see those? Did you see those numbers? But the production isn't even close. And then you want to compare those guys. So the facts don't even back up what you're saying when you compare actual stats. And then you compare how Ty performed at the combine. So he talks out of both sides of his mouth. The facts don't back up what he's saying. I can't trust what he's saying. For the love of all that's holy, change your number down there, please. Like, I'd rather have Alex Henry repping it, who's one of the arguably the greatest kicker of all time. It took me a while to get used to that. That's why I bring that up. But then when he made that kick versus Colorado, that 57-yard, is like, you can rep that all day long. James, please change your number. And either learn how to do interviews or stop talking about us or stop doing interviews.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $300 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $300 into something bigger when you bet on money lines, spread, totals, player props.
$300 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply, in-app only.
All right, what do you think, Jake?
I think it's intriguing, at least. It at least gives me some entertainment for over the weekend because, you know, as we know, this is the second time James Williams has said something a little bit detrimental. And like you said, I mean, I think this is all brought up by the interviewer who kind of set him up for this question, probably knowing that this last time got a little bit of a run in Nebraska, and here it is again. I think that there is truth to a lot of what you're kind of saying. I mean, but I also think that as Nebraska fans, we need to be a little bit less touchy because this did get people going again this weekend. It's the podcast era. We're going to hear, I think, stories of people, you know, maybe more than we would have in the past. And I think that I think that the other thing is that it could quite possibly be true. What he's trying to say is that Tony White will have more to work with at Florida State. I know they went 2-10 last year, but their offense scored more than 16 points twice. One was against Charleston Southern. One was the opening loss to Georgia Tech. So that was more of an offensive problem than anything last year in Tallahassee. And they were regarded to have one of the top defenses, you know, going into last year. That was why that season was so disappointing. But I do think it is a bit odd. I don't think the comparison, like you said, just doesn't make a whole lot of sense. You say one guy's bigger and the other guy is better. Mm-hmm. So, okay, I can find a lot of guys that are bigger than Steph Curry. That doesn't make them better mm-hmm. than him on the court. So it's just kind of a weird comparison. But again, what he's trying to do is get Florida State fans excited. This doesn't necessarily have a whole lot to do with Nebraska. It's just trying to say that he thinks there's more to unlock at Florida State than maybe there was at Nebraska. But all of it's just entertaining and interesting because of the source it's coming from. Like you said, James Williams, who the story is one of my favorite stories. And that's why I liked him before we interviewed him, just because the story was so good. And he looked like a guy, as you remember, you had Jared Crick on that said, this guy might be able to play on Sundays. And we were kind of thinking, well, that's kind of a big statement for a guy that doesn't start. He had a couple games there, back-to-back games where he had two sacks. It looked like he might be taken off there. But it's just kind of interesting to see, you know, his head kind of seems to have taken off to a degree. You know, he definitely values himself high, which a lot of athletes do. But it's just kind of interesting. The best thing, like you said, is just the media training to understand, because I still wish the best for him. I know a lot of people don't. I hope that he does go along, but in your career, as you know, going in, especially if you get pro, you're going to go from team to team. You don't want to alienate, burn bridges, and talk down other people. So there's a way to do it. Instead of saying no offense and then being somewhat offensive, there's a way to do it without going that route.
Oh, I forgot about that. It was about a year ago at this time when Jared Crick came on, and I'm like, give us somebody that people aren't paying enough attention to. And he immediately said James Williams is a potential first round. He said first round talent. Yeah. Is what he's. I forgot about that. That's a great pull right there. So I can tell you have a soft spot for him. So I understand that. Yeah. I have to talk about people all the time that sometimes I have a soft spot for. Sometimes I have the exact opposite for. It's not about me personally. It's about the job they're doing. Is it good or not? And that for me, I don't think anybody out there can really tell if I like somebody or dislike somebody, which means I'm doing a good job. Because again, it's I try to do my absolute best to be professional because that's all that matters. It's a challenge is all I'm saying. When you like James and you're talking about him, it can be a challenge. For me, I think what strikes me is promote Florida State. Talk about Florida State. This was a team that was preseason top 10. This was a team that was undefeated before the bowl game a couple of years ago, got snubbed in the playoff. This was a team that had preseason first round draft picks and all ACC and all Americans, especially on the defense. Nick Saban said they're going to win the ACC before the season. NFL scouts were talking about this guy, that guy, especially on the defense. James Williams may be right. That's not the point. Florida State might go out this year and go undefeated and be a top four seed and get one of those first four byes. That may happen. They may have a top defense. They got a great defensive coordinator. They got a great defensive line coach. I don't question that they have all this talent. Stop talking about Nebraska. And if you're asked about Nebraska, don't answer that part. Or I think why it stings with people, at least for me, it'd be one thing if he was highly recruited, had a million different options, played great here, went there, and then was doing this. That'd be bad enough. This is a guy, we gave him his opportunity. They gave him his chance. And he might say, no, it was white knighting, and that's why I followed him down here. It was still under the umbrella that is Nebraska football. So for me, I think there's a lack of an appreciation. Like, there are certain people that gave me opportunities at different points in my life and different things. Not even some of them were sports. And as I got to know them down the road, hey, they were raging a-holes. But you know what I remembered? They gave me that opportunity to begin with. And I never tied the term raging a-hole. I never tied it to their name. Not outside of my head, or maybe I'd tell my wife, but that'd be it. Because I respected the fact that they gave me an opportunity. I can think of two separate occurrences in my life where things would have gone way different had I not gotten opportunities. And then as the years went on, those guys weren't so wonderfully wonderful. For me, it comes across as a lack of an appreciation for the place that gave him an opportunity when he didn't have a lot, if any, to be honest with you. And it's just unnecessary. To be clear, of the three Florida schools, I've always liked Florida State the best. Never really liked Miami. Florida's got very colorful uniforms. That's cool. I've always liked the Tomahawk Chop. It's one of the reasons I like the Atlanta Braves. Like, I've always liked Florida State. I've always rooted for him outside of those Orange Bowls versus Nebraska. So I'm going to root for him. When it comes to James Williams, I'm going to have a harder time doing it individually, but it would not surprise me if they had a much better season this year. It'd be hard to go the other way for them. They only beat one Division I team last year. I expect them to be much better this year is my point. And I'm actually going to root for that. With James, the other thing to keep in mind is he's not used to this. He's used to being under the radar. He's used to probably people not really paying attention to him. And then all the publicity he's gotten since the Rutgers game has been insanely positive. He was a highly rated four-star transfer portal player, which was different than coming out of high school. And now all of a sudden, what he says is gonna ring, like it's gonna matter to people. It's gonna ring a bell. And I don't think he's used to that. In his defense, as a guy that nobody paid attention to for a long time, and now occasionally, once every great while, people pay attention to what I say. There's a process to learning how to deal with that as well. So. I try to keep that in mind when I'm talking about James. You got any final thoughts before we go to break there, Jay? Because when we come back, it's going to be Matt Rhule, the clip, his press conference, and spring football updates.
Well, again, I think it just kind of goes back to somewhat media training that would help. And like you said, if he's new to it, but it just kind of goes back to me because a lot of people want to say, I'll speak the truth no matter what. And that's going to be my truth. And that's how I'm going to live by. And that's what's going to happen. And that can be good. That's a good quality. You know, it's much better than lying. But there are instances where even if it is your truth, and it is what you believe, it could be better for relationships. And like you said, not to burn bridges and and just your outlook altogether to hold some of your truth back and again, present it professionally. So, and that's something a lot of young people have to learn. So we'll kind of see, hopefully, you know, things get better and we don't have any more of these clips, or maybe we will. I'm kind of entertained by them, like I said before.
Well, they are kind of entertaining. I I'm never short for stuff to talk about, so I don't necessarily root for stuff like this, but it's when it happens, because it's going to happen. It's just how the world is. It is entertaining. You know, for me, if I were asked that question, my reaction, and I'm certainly no expert, okay? Talking a lot doesn't make you an expert. I talk a lot, certainly don't think I'm an expert. What I would have said is, because he basically said, he asked him about the talent disparity from where he, don't disparage anybody, ha, ha, ha. From where he was to where he is, I would have simply said, hey, where I was great. They're going in the right direction. Let's talk about Florida State and the absolute freaking studs we have here. And then you move on. And that's how you handle it. It's really not that hard, but if you're not used to it, it can be a little bit foreign. I thought this was interesting because I saw this. All right, when you think about Dylan Raiola and Nico Iamaleava, when you think about Dylan Raiola and James Williams, think about this. He started as a true freshman but didn't publicly ask for money in the offseason. The reports that came out and the rumors that spread, none of them came from Dylan. It was other people and inside sources or whatever the case may be. He goes to every Husker sporting event and loves Nebraska. We need more players like this in college football. What are your thoughts after reacting to Nico and James? And now I know we got to go to break, but what are your thoughts when you hear something like that? And like, and I've said he's a great ambassador for Nebraska. I've said that, peer recruiting. He loves the camera. There's no doubt about that. If wins come with it, then I love it too. Okay. For me, that's my reaction. But what's your reaction now when you kind of look at how Dylan conducts himself versus maybe some other folks?
Yeah. I mean, I think you got to be impressed. Again, you know, to some people, again, might come off as looking for attention or something like that. But that's somewhat of the quarterback's job. Like you said, I mean, he realizes and understands that he is the face of the program. And, you know, slightly, you know, something real quick is that James Williams, for a second, after those sack performances, I remember they had an up-and-coming game, and the graphic was James Williams. So he's kind of dealing with his rise and stuff there. But Dylan is used to it, and you know, I think it underlies and underscores a little bit more how appreciative we should be of him for going to these events, for you know, to cheering on local high school sports or the basketball team or whatever it might be. If it bothers you a little bit, okay, but just let it go. You should probably just let it go, because there are much worse things that could be happening than supporting your community and your university.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $300 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $300 into something bigger when you bet on money lines, spread, totals, player props.
$300 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In-app only.